Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. Hello. So this week I want to speak to you about your inner guidance. And it's something that's quite hard to really describe because there's no sort of way to measure it or sort of step into it in a logical way. It's always there. And the reason I'm saying this is actually I was speaking to one of my children and they were talking about going out somewhere. And they said to me that they felt uneasy about it and they didn't think they were going to do it. And after we'd had the call, I got back on and I spoke to him and I said, you need to listen to that. Because that uneasy feeling that something's not quite right or something's not the way, something that makes you feel uncomfortable, that's your inner guidance. That's the thing that you need to listen to. But in the world we live in, it's so easy to dismiss it because we're brought up in families where we're told to listen to our parents. We go to school where the teachers supposedly know better than us, and we go to work where our bosses know better than us. And it's not often that we are given the space and the freedom to really listen to ourselves. And in the coaching that I've done, and it hasn't happened often, but occasionally I have had clients that have experienced real trauma. And when we've gone into it and we've spoken about it, there was a period, a moment, before they went forward with the actions they took, that they doubted that they should be doing what they ended up doing. And that's by no means to put any kind of blame onto them, because it's not about blame. In the world we're in, we're not taught to listen to that part of us, and we're certainly not taught to respect it. I mean, so often our friends or our colleagues or people we know can kind of chivvy us out of something, doing something that we know is not right, doesn't feel right with us. And it can be really hard to stand there and say, no, I'm sorry, this is not for me. So by no means am I trying to point fingers and blame at anybody, but I know that every single one of them I worked with, there was a point just before they stepped forward into doing what they ended up doing, that they felt that it didn't feel right, it felt off. And I suppose just because of the conversation with one of my sons that I just thought it was something that I'd share with you because it's something that's guided me quite often in my life. And it's actually something that guides me a lot in my coaching as well. It's sort of my intuition. My sense of knowing about somebody else. And I found that in those sessions that I really tap into that and I share those insights, they're the most impactful sessions I have with my clients. So there is a part of us, a deep, deep, true part of us that is truth and it knows truth and it's there to guide us and keep us safe, but also there to inspire us and to share deep understandings of things and to guide us in many ways, to guide us away from things that could be damaging to us, but also guide us towards things that could be wonderful. And the more that you tap into that and the more that you listen to it, the louder it becomes and the more able you are to hear it. So I suppose my invitation for you today is just to play with it, to notice what's going on internally for you, and to start trying to sense it. And the more that you sense it, the more you use it. The more that you can embrace it and allow it to guide your life and the more at peace you'll be. As usual, there's loads of links in the show notes below. There's a link to my 7-day free happiness boost course, which is on that below, as well as links to all my social media and my website, should you decide you'd like to do some coaching with me. Have a wonderful week. So much love from me to you. Bye-bye.